Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You log into the live, right? Just waiting on that link. You got it? Oh yeah, we in here. We in this motherfucker, Craig Facts Live, man. Ho ass Stephen A. Smith, man. What's wrong with you, man? What's wrong with Stephen A. motherfucking Smith, man?
Talk about it, man.
Look, man, you've been speaking on hoop niggas, football. You've been speaking on all these black athletes for years. And these men are participating in something that they hold close to their souls, their hearts. For you to say that it's not personal to be publicly critical of somebody whose life work is basketball is a total misrepresentation and misunderstanding of the importance of your job as a black commentator when you're speaking on other black men. You're wrong, Stephen A. And I could have some sympathy if you could put up your highlight reel.
Thank you. Yeah.
But you don't have a highlight reel, nigga.
Well, you got that one highlight reel when you got that pushback.
Which one are you talking about?
On his hairline.
You feel me? I just don't get why you think the way you do, Stephen A. You're a smart guy. I know you know what you're doing.
Oh, he knows.
But you ain't telling nobody about that side baby out there in North Hollywood that you ain't been fucking with like that.
Yo!
Oh, you ain't been telling people about that. I know the broad, Stephen A.
Whoa.
You feel me? While you out here speaking on other niggas' business, talk about that little 9-year-old baby you don't fuck with like that. Talk about that, my nigga.
Oh, man.
So you was digging on chicks when the Lakers was in the finals? Is that what's going on?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Stephen A., you're doing cowardly things, broski. Nice. And there's no reason for it, man. It was one point where, you know, your word was like bond. Niggas would listen to ESPN to see what Stephen A was gonna say.
Man. Yep.
And now we just you like D Wade. Every time you say something, you disappoint me in the public eye. But the thing, difference between you and D Wade ain't no bitch ass nigga. He just a little lost right now. But you,
Stephen A ain't shit. Craig, this one knew Stephen A wasn't shit. I used to watch these little bullshit sports shows all the time.
We all guilty of it, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all did. Like, I remember when he was on Best Damn Sports Show. Remember back in 2000? Like, Stephen A. Smith, I was at the Staples Center one game, Clippers versus Celtics. I'm in the tunnel right before you go into the locker room. And I see Stephen A. walk up to Kevin Garnett to say, like, something to him. And Kevin Garnett looked back at him and was like, man, fuck you, and kept walking. I turned on Sports Center that night. I watched First Take the next morning, and what's Stephen A. Smith saying on First Take the next morning? You know, last night I was at Staples Center. I talked to my man KG. I'm like, hold on. I saw that nigga say fuck you and walk away. Now you're gonna go in front of the national audience and say y'all talk. This nigga lying. Damn. I stopped fucking with First Take then.
Damn.
Damn. Yeah, Stephen A. man, I don't know, man. Is there anything he could do to save his reputation in the eyes of other black men? I mean, the white motherfuckers ain't never going to turn on you. We get that. Because they don't really care about you or us like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're just entertainment to these people. I get it. It's all good. But what about the opinion of your brothers, man?
Mm.
Aren't you tired of niggas being quiet when you walk in the barbershop? I know the barbershop be quiet as shit when you're getting a cut. Don't you want conversation and dialogue? Don't you want people to be happy to see you?
Hold on, that nigga ain't in the barbershop with that hairline. Ain't no barbershop gonna do that shit to nobody.
But just like J. Cole said,
that nigga, that's not true.
No, no.
There's bad barbershops all over the place.
Okay, okay.
There's a lot of niggas out here with fucked up ass hairlines.
But man, just like J. Cole said, man, she don't want to be saved, man. Don't save her, man. He don't need to get look good in our eyes, man. He's been doing this for over a decade.
Yeah, he knows exactly who he is.
We gotta stop trying to save everybody. Some people don't want to be saved, man.
Yeah. Like he hears this shit all day. I'm sure.
For sure.
I'm sure. Like motherfuckers is in his DM saying slick shit all day. So it's like to his face, all that. Especially you said like if KG saying fuck you to his face. I'm sure that's not the only nigga that Stephen A. sees and says fuck you. So it's like, all right, well, you know who you are. You know what you are to black folks. And you still do this shit? That nigga don't care. That's the money talking.
Kwame Brown calling it out. Like, you always got to look at who sent you.
Mm-hmm.
You always got to ask that question. Who sent you? Who said yes, put him on camera? Who said yes, give him all these shows? Who said yes, give him all this access? And why did they say yes? Because in my observation, as long as I've been watching ESPN, every time a brother speaks out and says something that vibrates with us, and he stays on that square, he don't work at ESPN past that first contract. For you to keep getting renewed at ESPN,
Coonan,
what the fuck did you sign up to say?
Right.
Whatever they want you to.
Stephen A. forehead looked like a Toyota Camry hood.
Yeah. Yeah, Stephen A., yeah, he got a lot of frontal skull space.
Yeah. Yeah. Skull space. He looked like the nigga that sing, can you woo, woo, woo? He looked like that nigga.
Stephen A., man, I'm disappointed in you, man. I know WNBA players that are more masculine than you, man. Real spit. And I'm just talking about from a stance point of view, because you could be tough and have muscles and not be scared and still be a bitch if you're not standing for nothing.
Facts.
Like, what do you stand for, Stephen A.? Who are you? What are you doing for the community that gives you the right to speak on people who come from our community? What are you doing? What work are you doing besides making a bunch of money on ESPN straddling the fence? What are you doing? Correct me. If you are doing work, then we need to know about it. Because motherfuckers who are doing work are entitled to say really what the fuck they want to say if you're putting that work in. But what are you doing, nigga?
Exactly. And to expound on how he's done such an effective job dehumanizing black athletes. What happened yesterday? Trae Young got spit on. Mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook got some popcorn dropped on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kyrie Irving came out and said, I hope the fans in Boston aren't racist. And then what happens? Kendrick Perkins, that's another one of them stepping fetching ass niggas. He come on, I ain't never seen no racism out of Boston.
Come on, man.
Man, if you don't shut your ass up, nigga, at least shut up. Like, whatever happened to just shutting up?
Right.
That's not a... Bill Russell didn't go back to Boston for like 20 years because of the racism.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Kyrie Irving just paid for the Boston Celtics 2 years ago. So that in that time, when did they change Kendrick Perkins? If you doing Stephen A.'s job with that shit, man.
Boston is the most racist... Massachusetts is the most racist state in the union, and it's not even close.
Oh, yeah.
You could drop me anywhere in Mississippi. It's not fucking with a white, cocky, Southie, nigga-hating motherfucker from Boston. I done met some good people in Boston, but I've experienced some supreme racism in Boston.
You know, the funniest shit, though, a lot of basketball players, I think they say Salt Lake City is the worst place they hate to play.
Oh, I don't really have much experience in Salt Lake City, but I could imagine, shit, Salt Lake City, state of Utah,
mm-hmm.
Mormon. Who started the Mormon religion? John Smith. Mm. Who was John Smith? A peyote heroin addict who made up his own religion and wrote his own Bible. And in that Bible, it says that in order for black people, the reason that black people are black is because we were cursed and burned in the pits of hell. So our black is a curse to them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a black person that lives in Utah and your friend is a white Mormon, they believe that you're cursed. Mm-hmm. If they believe their religion.
That's sick.
And wow. if you're a black person in Utah, you came as chattel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They left the Midwest so they could own their slaves, and they brought their slaves down here to California, and that's who the Mormon Church is.
Yeah, they ain't no joke, man.
Man, but you said that. You said it about Boston, man, because Boston, do y'all know, and y'all can look on the hate, all the different hate websites that teach you hate symbols. One of the well-known hate symbols in America White supremacist groups are known to wear Boston area attire. Go to the ACLU website and look this up yourself, whether that be Boston Bruins, Boston Red Sox, or New England Patriots. Usually that attire, when you see that attire worn outside of Boston, usually it's a code to other white supremacists that, hey, we on the same team. It ain't about the team. It's about what Boston, Massachusetts represents. What you saying?
Right, right. No, I definitely
kind of like gangbanging. It's gangbanging.
Yeah.
Like, they always talk about black folks, Crips and Bloods. We ain't got shit on them in their attire.
Right,
Red laces.
Right, right, right.
Doc Martin boots. Look it up.
Definitely, definitely, man. Y'all heard about John Cena fucking up?
Nah.
What, this
what did John Cena do?
Stephen A. Smith this didn't tell me.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
John Cena?
Yeah, somebody John seen Cena. Him? I like John Cena.
I like John Cena, man.
I'm a big fan of John Cena.
Somebody seen him.
So you know he's in Furious 9.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So what a lot of people don't understand about John Cena, he's a very articulate, very smart guy. He's not just a buff-ass wrestler. Like, he's actually very smart, high-level intellect. So they're doing a press run for Furious 9 because... the Fast and Furious series makes the most money in Asian markets, right?
That's
so
a big-ass market.
Yeah, makes sense. So he was doing a press release while he was in China, speaking in Mandarin, promoting the movie. And in the press release, he talked about Taiwan, which is a territory of China, but they consider themselves an independent entity, right? So the Taiwanese are like, no, I'm not Chinese. I'm from Taiwan. I don't give a fuck about
it. They don't fuck around.
I'm not that China shit y'all talking about, fuck that, right?
Yeah, don't play with that.
So keep in mind, he's doing the press release in Mandarin, which is impressive. This nigga can speak fucking Mandarin. In the press release, he refers to Taiwan as an independent country separate from China. So to a Taiwanese national, that's a yay. But in Beijing and in China, that's a no, because it's almost like a slap in the face, because there was almost like a civil war 7 years ago where Taiwan got their independence. So there's a lot of bad blood with China and Taiwan, because China's like, you know, you guys are a territory of us. You're not no independent colony. You motherfuckers are Chinese. You understand what I'm saying? So in that press conference, he referred to Taiwan as an independent state, which is a slap in the face to China. It's like one of the most disrespectful things that you could do to, you know, in China.
It's like calling a blood a Crip, nigga.
Right.
But he said the right thing, though.
But it was accurate.
Is this in the wrong place?
It's the right thing relative to who you're talking to. It's the right thing. It is the right thing, but if you're
ain't
talking
it?
About China,
Taiwan, but that's is, like, it, it is. It's, like, it's legally like its own place, right?
Like the Turkish and the Armenians, if they won't acknowledge the genocide, but then the others, you know what I
let's
mean?
Bring it home. It's like that, right? Let's bring it home. It's like the real Hawaiians. The real Hawaiians don't acknowledge this shit. Well, but for us,
don't acknowledge what
the United States of America. Like, yeah, it was like basically we had to give up because y'all had all the boats and shit, and y'all had all the guns.
Oh, okay.
But they tried to return. Like, rename Hawaii the Sandwich Islands and all that shit. And that's still their official name, the Sandwich Islands. And the Hawaiians is like, nah, we Hawaii, bitch. And so the Native Hawaiians don't really fuck with us like that. Right. So it's offensive to a lot of Native Hawaiians, like the ones that's up in the mountains. Like, man, fuck that. So it's all about cultural sensitivity. That's all.
Yeah, right. What you got to be aware of. But here's the thing that I noticed, man. Because white men lose themselves in Asian culture.
Man.
It's something about... Asian culture where white motherfuckers just whenever you see a white man speaking Chinese, some fucked up shit is about to happen. It just don't, you understand what I'm saying? Because Chinese motherfuckers at their core don't fuck with white people like that.
Go ahead.
Unless it's on some money shit. So, and it's a history of that. Whenever you see a white man engulfing himself in Chinese, Japanese culture, especially if he has some type of power or status, it's some bamboozlement going on.
For sure.
And I can give you examples of how white men lose themselves in Asian culture and forget that they're not white. I mean, forget that they're white. They start to think that they're Chinese.
Speak on it.
First example, Chuck Norris.
Nigga
Chuck lost himself in karate. He forgot about his Scandinavian, Germanic, nomadic, Caucasoid, mountain tribe histories. He forgot about it. He thought he was really a karate motherfucker. What did he do? He started to embarrass himself after a while. What did he do? What did Chuck do? Chuck started to endorse Bowflex. That is, he started to endorse Bowflex. He started to endorse workout equipment that was based on hunter-gatherer techniques, a Bowflex, a bow and arrow workout machine. You feel what I'm saying? Which is the dumbest shit that I've ever heard. But he, what I'm saying is he lost himself in Asian culture. I felt like he forgot who he was as a real white man.
Yeah.
He became, what's a white coon?
A white coon.
A white coon. You know what I'm saying? Another dude lost himself in Asian culture. And I know my Chinese and Japanese brothers and sisters are tired of white men losing themselves in their culture. They go crazy over submissive Asian women, and they just change their whole lives. David Carradine.
They made that motherfucker kung fu.
Kung fu. White as a motherfucker, kung fu everything. How did David Carradine, how did he die? Y'all know how he died?
All right.
They found him in an Asian hotel with his balls tied up by his balls in a closet, hanging dead.
Damn.
He was trying that little oral, that asphyxiation shit.
It's called auditoric asphyxiation.
He did that to himself?
He did it to himself, trying to get a nut.
That's crazy.
That motherfucker.
He got that motherfucker, didn't he, though?
I don't want to do that.
You know, that motherfucker.
I don't want to do that.
You got to be an Asian imitating motherfucker to take Bruce Lee's role.
Man.
That shit was Bruce Lee's role.
People be like, you know, big up in Chuck Norris, like he's the baddest motherfucker. But Chuck Norris is not top 10 karate motherfuckers.
That's true.
It's not even close.
He's not a top 10 karate.
I think that was just like a pop culture thing. Like, you know, like Chuck Norris is so bad.
Beat the shit out of Chuck Norris.
Everybody had, like, you remember all the little sayings, Chuck Norris is so bad, you cut him, he don't bleed.
Right, that was
like
nice. What's the white shit?
Chuck Norris
Dragonfly
Jones? Dragonfly Jones?
Chuck Norris going.
What about the white chick that got beat up?
Chuck Norris taught my daddy karate.
Did he?
Yeah, he used to have a studio right downstairs, right here on Wilshire on the Brea.
Oh, wow.
I'm back in the 60s. That motherfucker, my dads and my uncles learned karate from Chuck Norris for like 9 months. Then he got that movie.
It was beating the dog shit out of Pop.
Hey, I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now, David. I'll take my 67-year-old dad a dog walk your black ass. Do that right now.
He like, you got to throw the punch like this so I can block it.
I don't want no problems. Yeah. That motherfucker still can kick.
Yeah. I know he didn't stop when Chuck, at Chuck, he probably went and got
it. He kept going, but Chuck got in the movies, like, but it was like the first 9 months.
See.
Then he got that, what, Enter the Dragon, somebody, one of them roles with Bruce Lee, then they went and started learning another play over on Crenshaw.
But white men tend to lose themselves in Asian culture. Look, so old boy David Carradine died from asphyxiation.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Autoerotic asphyxiation. And here's the definition of it. When you rob your brain of oxygen, you experience a high, a euphoria, a dizziness, and lowered inhibition. Before you lose consciousness, before you lose consciousness, to make their sexual experience more thrilling, autoerotic asphyxiators masturbate while strangling themselves with cords, ropes, scarves, and ties, or they suffocate by sealing their heads in a plastic bag.
I'm gonna bust my nuts the old-fashioned way. I'm not doing all that. That's
the funny shit is though. It's more common than you think. Cause you know how many chicks? Right. How many chicks be wanting to get choked the fuck
choke
out?
Oh, I choke bitches all the time. In
like that shit is weird. To me, I'm like. That's just weird. No. That's the extra shit. That's the extra shit. I'm just talking about the on the base level. It's just you losing your breath while you fucking or whatever. I'm like, how was that sexy to you? What's wrong with you? I can't lie. Don't choke me. Get your hands off my neck, goddammit.
Women like almost death. They like to be like, they like to be with niggas that they think might kill them if they get out of line.
But this is a dude, though. Like, why are dudes into fucking...
Niggas is nasty, man.
Trying to kill themselves.
That's all that show Jackass was about. They do shit like that.
That shit was weird.
That shit was weird.
Yeah, man. David Carradine, man. So with these dudes who are autoerotic...
Asphyxiators.
One of the things they do is tie a bag around their head, so they're suffocating. Man. And then they come, and then they rip the bag off their head. But a lot of times they become so disoriented. Disoriented that they don't, they're not able to rip the bag off, and they die.
If you put a plastic bag on your own head and you die, I'm laughing at your shit. That's crazy.
How are you supposed to explain that? How are you supposed to explain that to your moms and like you get to heaven? Like, yeah, I was fucking myself in a. I couldn't get the bag off.
I just couldn't get the bag.
Like the one, it didn't work out. No.
But you sweating.
Fuck you,
DeJuan finna go home and put the plastic bag over his face before he eat a plate of hot wings.
That's all right.
That was a funny one, right. Fozzie.
That's all right.
Waka waka waka.
I mean, I like choking women in the sack. I don't see nothing wrong with that. A lot of them ask for it. What's the most way out?
But then they can't put no plastic bag over a bitch head.
Like, would you let her choke you,
though?
Yeah,
put no Target bag. Bags cost 10 cents now at the grocery store, man. You doing all that shit, wasting money, about to kill somebody, too?
I choked the bitch before, but I was nervous. Much heavy-handed.
That sounded so crazy.
I was choking her, but it was like,
the door been talking about I choked the bitch before. Whoa, what y'all talking about in here? You
know? What's the most way-out sexual experience you've had with a woman?
That's one of these single niggas.
Right.
I smashed this Ethiopian chick years ago. It was probably 18, 19 years ago. One of the most beautiful women I've ever laid down with.
Can we just clap it up? Yeah.
Ethiopian's fire.
Beautiful women.
She was weird because, have you ever had a chick like this? So you start smashing, she's having a good time or whatever. Then she, stop. No, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. While you're smacking.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. Well, shit. My bad, baby. And then you start to get her. No. Fuck me. Come back and fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, make
and then
your
mind. You know, okay, you can start back fucking her in 5 minutes. No, stop. This bitch did this shit about 8 times, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to Buddha, I had an Ethiopian girl do the same thing.
Really?
And then she, it was like,
did this nigga say swear to Buddha?
Yeah.
I swear to Buddha. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, same thing. You know, don't take it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm same shit.
Yeah. But
I fucks with Buddha.
I mean it raw.
You only hit Ethiopian women raw because they come from the motherland.
Thank you.
What's wrong with y'all?
It ain't no A's in Ethiopia, nigga. They forehead's too big for that. A's. Go ahead.
And don't they pussy get clipped?
I don't know.
Is that Ethiopia?
No, that's Africa, period. Yeah, that's Africa, period.
Yeah, all through Africa, they be snipping the clit.
They do. It's very common. I don't know if they still do it now.
Genital mutilation is what they call it.
It's the same thing as us being circumcised. They circumcise the women.
Cutting the clitoris is one.
That's crucial.
Yeah.
All the way on.
They do it because they don't want the women to feel pleasure from sex. They want them to just be, it's sex. It's only supposed to be there for reproduction. So if you don't like fucking, you ain't gonna be out there fucking niggas.
Lesbian.
Exactly.
Wow.
Wait. What?
Wow. That's wild.
That could be, wow. I know they don't want them to be hoes. Wow. So
I'm a hymenist, I know. You know, I promise you, at least you don't think a couple thousand years ago they caught two African women eating each other's pussy and was like, we got to put a stop to this. We need a new tradition.
Oh, that was Indian?
Sneak in the teeth.
We need a new tradition.
Wait, what?
That dude worked at 7-Eleven. That one was
did
that.
You roll the R? Don't do that.
That African spoke
this
Spanish.
Spanish-occupied Africa. Spain.
But yeah, it was.
I'm talking Morocco. I'm talking like a Moroccan right now.
Let's lay the blame where it belongs, though. That was when them Arab motherfuckers came into Africa. That idea isn't indigenous to Africa. It's when them goddamn Arabs came up in that motherfucker.
What do you do with an old clit? You just, is there a garbage somewhere in Africa with
clitoris
is there?
That's terrible.
Oh my god. Why not even think about that shit?
Wait, what the fuck? They got clit trash cans or something?
But why would you want to fuck a woman who's not getting pleasure from
that's, it? That sounds aggressive.
Right. Woman, so since your girl doesn't get pleasure,
it's all about
she ain't going nowhere.
She ain't gonna go get no, cause it's all
she ain't gonna go out there and get no more dick. She gonna stay with you. It's just.
Is this happening early at age or after you get your wife? Like, come on in here.
No. They do that shit. They do that shit. Just like same thing with women. Like, we get our circumcision when we're young. Same thing with women.
So that's crucial.
Does that mean technically the
fact we're circumcised as men that...
That's also genital mutilation.
No, but we're losing our pleasure.
Yeah.
Like, shit, sex feel good to me, so I don't give a fuck what you're talking about.
I'm good where it's at.
What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
It's good.
That shit feels amazing.
No. The whole
point of circumcision... If I tell my wife I'll be home later, you know what I'm saying? Give me some of that.
One time.
People think circumcision come from church. No, that shit happened in the late 1800s. Kellogg from the Kellogg's cereal factory.
Cereal?
It was cutting clits with cornflakes.
In order for you to work at the Kellogg factory, in order for you to work at the Kellogg factory in Battle Creek, Michigan, you had to be circumcised. Mm.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Wait. That's what I'm about to say. How they know?
Oh, man.
How
they know? The job interview?
Yeah. We're talking 1870.
Now, let me see that. What is that?
Do
your hand. You trying to hide it.
You didn't have no rights in 1870?
Put on these spike gloves. Put on these spike gloves and rub your pussy up.
Workers' rights came in the 1920s.
Move your hand out the way. You trying to hide.
Nigga, how do you... I don't get it.
What it is, Kellogg, he was one of those dudes that believed in purity. And if you're going to work at this factory, you have to be pure. So men have to get circumcised in order to work at this factory. And like what happens, a lot of things that are popular now, a lot of times it'd be corporate decisions. One company say, yes, let's do it. Then the next company say, well, then they're making all that money. We should do it too.
And then it ends up growing
into some whole other shit to where it's like, basically, like, look, if you want a good job in this town, you're going to have to get your dick cut. And that's what's going on all throughout the 1800s.
But imagine going on interviews. They say, why you not hireable? And they say that.
Foreskin. Motherfucker, I got foreskin.
I dare y'all to look this shit up.
I want y'all to
foreskin over there, nigga.
If you thought your job is bad now, you could have been the dick checker at a cereal company.
So shut the fuck up and do your job.
Yeah. It sounded like he applied to be the dick checker.
But you still said the fact that he believed in pureness.
Yeah, he was like religious.
Right. So therefore it goes back to...
It's still about religion.
Religion-based. But I'm saying if you take out the religious part of it and you get back down to the biomechanics of it, do you think us, if we weren't snipped, would we have more sexual pleasure?
Probably so.
Yeah. If we weren't snipped, guys.
Inside of the turtleneck.
Yeah, you could just suck the little turneck or something if you went into that instead
God
of strangling
yourself.
God didn't
give you anything you don't need.
Exactly. So why we keep doing shit that we ain't designed to
Because,
be
like, human nature, like, what happens is, like, what Kwame Brown talked about, go alone to get along gang, this is a go alone to get along ass country.
Right.
People just go with what everyone says is normal and then just go with it.
Right. So, like, do you know the reason?
Don't really need nipples.
Yeah. So, but I'm saying, but you're not getting
nipples.
Yes, but do not cut off my nipples.
How else you don't cut my nipples?
I'm saying is you don't need to cut no fucking 6 month old nothing off.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, just clean the shit right. Yeah. You don't need that. To
so
live.
Talking about the
that's an American custom.
Dirty dick ass niggas
feel dirty anyway. Hey, niggas is dirty though. Some of you niggas smell like 3 rebounds, nigga.
Three.
23 rebounds.
Like 8 1/4, nigga.
3 rebounds and 27 minutes of play, nigga. You didn't do nothing.
8 rebounds.
Make sure y'all smash that like button. Come on, man. Smash that like button.
Good screens, nigga.
Smash the like button.
Oh, thumbs it up.
Smash the like button.
Smash that like button, y'all.
What are you saying, Dozy?
Oh, shit. What was the reason for them cutting? Because we know the reason for them cutting the clitoris. Why is it for men?
Really, it's still going back to it, steeped in religion. It's a religious person who said, since I'm the one paying writing the checks, all you that work under me got to follow my ideology.
I think it's
so that's what I'm saying. So was it from the pleasure side or was it just him saying, oh, I want niggas and dicks to be cut?
Pleasurey freaky shit like these.
Because it still feels amazing. So it couldn't have been the pleasure. Like
they say uncircumcised means not clean. That's what they say.
That's what I heard.
There has to be studies out there that compare the pleasure of circumcision versus being uncircumcised when it comes to sex.
Right.
There has to be.
I'm curious to see
how
what that may be, because my outlook on not being circumcised is that it's dirty. You feel what I'm saying?
That's where it comes from.
I need to let it bubble up, bro.
I mean, I don't know.
But I'm saying women with big teeth, they got to know how to clean themselves. If you don't know how to clean yourself, you don't know how to clean yourself.
You just know how to clean yourself.
If you're fat and you got a big ass, somebody got to teach you how to clean
yourself. No, if you're fat and you got a big ass, you need to
soak that motherfucker in that tub and drown it.
But you have to know how to do that. You can't be out here taking these
showers.
These sink baths.
That nigga said, drown it.
He said sink baths.
Cornflakes.
A lot of motherfuckers don't know how to wipe their ass.
That's true.
And you can smell when you shake their hand.
Some niggas only do one wipe.
Yo, come on, man.
If you're not reaching between your legs as a man, the front way, your ass ain't clean.
Nigga, if you ain't got wet wipes, your ass ain't clean. I don't give a fuck how hard you reach on
the paper. Taking the tissue and wiping the back.
Yeah. One way.
No, nigga, you got to actually open your legs, dig in the little meat part behind, and get up in that shit too.
Oh,
nigga.
It's dirty, but that's the only way.
Let's be for real though. Yeah. Wet wipes is the only way you really gonna get
or
that.
Or at least hit the water with the nap.
Something wet. Some moisture.
And it ain't no excuse.
Tissue is not gonna get it done.
You got a crisp hairline. You ever get your hair cut by a motherfucker who didn't wash his hands all the way?
I cut my hair, so I'm sorry.
I remember going to the barber back, just getting my goatee lined up, and that motherfucker put the hands up trying to get the shit in.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I smelled the nigga thug.
Stop.
Did you bump up? I was like, hey, bro, man, you got to wash your hands.
Did you continue the hair?
No. Okay. I said, you got to wash your hands.
Did you wash your face? Oh, you wash. Okay, you got to wash your face. Yeah.
He did it.
Hey, DeJuan said DJ Show was his barber.
It's Shody Low.
DeJuan, is that the reason why your goatee don't connect?
I don't have a goatee.
You be doing good, and then you like fall all the way back. It astonishes me.
DeJuan swallowed that joke. He said, "Yeah, I want shit, nigga." No, man. What I'm saying is, though, you know, cleanliness, man. You know, I don't know if I know anybody that's uncircumcised, but I'd love to have somebody come on the show and talk about their life experiences with bitches having the extra hat on your dick.
Real talk.
The arguments and what they be saying. Yeah, that'd be amazing.
But also, Craig, is that a convo you have with your friends? Hey, are you circumcised? And we hang out?
I've never met nobody. But there has to be niggas.
Who voluntarily just brings it up and like?
Hey, yo, you know I ain't circumcised, right? Like,
hey, you know I'm all in, right?
I got all my meat.
Original man.
I got all my meat. The extra meat.
Original man, unedited, motherfucker.
That go to show you how customs passed down unquestioned can keep fucking people up. Because we just passed out that custom unquestioned. Now you got a whole bunch of cats walking around with less hat. That's possibly, we don't know, experiencing less pleasure from sex.
Look.
Yes.
Because somebody's decision
way back yonder's way.
And everyone just said, okay,
if
I'll
so,
do it.
I don't think we really missing out on much.
Are we
snipping
our sons?
If I had a son,
no,
I wouldn't do it.
I'm snipping my son. Look, the way women talk about niggas who ain't snipped, I don't want my son going to that shit.
You done got up on that motherfucker.
I ain't going to that shit.
And they still give him the pussy?
Fuck all that.
Is that true, though? Like, that's what we need to know.
Sleep, nigga.
I ain't put my man through that shit.
Don't do the kid like that. I'm not going to mutilate a child without that. They get talked about, they get circumcised when they want to by their choice.
At 20 years old?
It happens every day.
I can't do that.
Happens every day.
Where?
I'm not going to make that decision for a child.
Oh, shit.
Hypothetical son. Are you going to tell your hypothetical son to not get circumcised and in his 20s, a girl's getting ready to give him head, and she just gets up like, "Nah, I'm not fucking with that."
Well, look, why would I tell him not?
That don't happen at 14.
Why would he even know? Right? He won't even know different circumcised or not.
Circumcisions happen at 14.
You think they ain't seen a dick at 14?
Come on.
Circumcisions happen when motherfuckers is 2 months old. Motherfuckers don't even know they're circumcised.
But some females like nipples on dicks.
I think the reason that guy some women like everything.
He don't want to stop
circumcising. Right. He said they suck the skin first. You know what I'm saying? They nibble on my shit at the beginning, like little goldfish. You know? You never had that.
It started with circumcision.
Never had that. Okay,
y'all
ain't never had that.
I think the reason that God put the extra skin on the dick was because we come out of the water, right?
Yeah.
There are certain types of fish that can crawl up your pee hole into your body.
That's a fact.
And I think that since we came out of the water, you know, I think that was a defense against parasites and shit crawling up into your anatomy through your penis.
You know another reason why? You know another reason why I'm against circumcisions? Because religions say do it. Religions always tell you to do some bullshit. Sacrifice your firstborn. They always tell you.
Which is man.
Yeah, which is man. Hey, nigga, what the fuck? What the fuck does some motherfucker named Hezekiah know from 2,000 years ago that's going to stop me from how I'm living right now? Nah.
They know some good shit.
They know some good shit, but the fact that...
Yeah, for this nigga's son.
Yeah,
I'm just going to be looking at the little uncut
nigga. You be thinking about the nigga's dick is my question.
We're going to remember this, we gonna remember this conversation. Yeah, with, yeah, oh, damn, yeah. This nigga dick ain't cut. He going to be foul when he grow up.
It takes so much to get to the pussy. I would hate for my son to have to... strike out
that's
once he gets there.
That's for you.
Oh yeah, no, it was hard for sure. I was definitely not out there, you know.
You say what out there?
I was definitely not getting all the pussy I was supposed to be getting.
Wow. Yeah, that's I don't know, man. Circumcision. That's a tough one, man.
Tough.
J. Cole. I'm disappointed, bruh. Excuse me.
Let's talk about it.
Very disappointed, man.
Oh man.
Three games, nigga?
Yeah, we were talking about basketball, not the album. The album was
three
fine.
Games, 5 points, 3 assists, and you retired already?
Already?
Do you see the points, already? Too? The points was trash points that he got. He wasn't retired. Doing shit.
Did you, y'all expect him?
But that's what a sleepy, boring ass nigga
do the whole season? Like, finish the season.
Wait,
the
nigga out, played three out, games.
Y'all expect him to play the whole season?
Yes.
No. This was I thought this was an all-star for the album. This is all for the album.
You don't have to be
album's out now. I don't have to do this no more.
But he don't have to join a league. A professional basketball league to sell an album.
No, not J. Cole. No, but it's like, it still helps.
It helps.
It's
it
a helped win-win. Who
that's
was like,
free
oh,
promotion.
He's balling in Africa. Let me ball it.
No, buy no, do you know? Do you know how much money it costs to have your album go number one?
J. Cole.
It's gonna cost you J. Cole. It's gonna cost you about $200,000 a month to keep your album up at number one to pay all of them DJs. Or you can just play basketball, a sport that you love. Have everybody talk about it and get the same album sales.
And now it's a bunch of people in Africa. It's a bunch of people in Africa who never heard of you now that now they're looking at your shit. Simple.
Yeah, J. Cool.
And they and they
y'all gonna stop disrespecting the fucking syllable, the way y'all the dialects. Jeez, J. Cool. Just say Jermaine. Jermaine.
He gave us the official one.
Yeah, let's keep it 100. He went over there. He went to Rwanda. And he got into a league with some niggas that was really hungry.
Yeah.
Literally.
Look, those you talk about it all the time. You niggas don't know poverty.
Right.
Fayetteville is cracking. It's gangster than a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. But compared to Rwanda, some of these niggas was playing barefoot 4 or 5 years ago. That's real. Hunger hoop is different than regular hoop.
Right. That's a fact.
Niggas, that's a fact.
Hunger hoop, nigga.
Hunger hoop.
That's facts.
And, you know, I'm disappointed, bro, because you're one of the greatest rappers.
Facts.
But I felt like you should have stuck it out, man. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's like you took a job from somebody who probably really needed it. So you need to stick that one out, bro.
The nigga probably got a job now.
Win
the league, the champions.
They only
it's
play
three
games.
No.
They 2-1. Nigga, he retired.
Oh,
this is not even done. This
right.
Is not done.
He's not done. And on some
but
basketball shit, though.
He's about to go on tour.
But on some
basketball. Watch. America's about to open up. J. Cole about to go on tour.
He going to get money. I know he going to get money, but I'm just saying.
But
man.
On the basketball shit, like, he quit on his teammates.
He quit on his teammates.
I'm telling you right
that's
now.
That's trash. And he wasn't balling enough for somebody who was over there to be like, I want to buy his album.
I'm
he wasn't getting triple doubles and shit.
It's the fact that he's there.
Everybody here who's ever hooped, you know the African is the coldest nigga on defense on the court. Right. Africans play good defense and block shots.
Facts.
And this nigga had a team full of them motherfuckers. He wasn't going to score against them niggas. I'm done. This ain't Charlotte. I'm
going to tell you what he really said.
This ain't Charlotte.
A lot of motherfuckers don't know why he really quit. See, that's it was up in the media the other day, but they took it down.
What was it? Tell us, Greg.
The smell.
Oh, hey, my goodness, man.
Come on, homie. Y'all the niggas didn't tell me these niggas was going to be smelling like this.
Hey, I warned y'all. Y'all come home with me. It's going to stink. You're going to have to get used to it after a couple, like maybe a couple hours.
It smells worse in New Orleans?
It's a funk.
Yeah.
New Orleans smell like earwax.
Yeah, no, this is it's remember, I'm telling you, the poverty, it's like if everybody is broke. So it's like, ain't nobody wearing no deodorant, ain't nobody showering. That's come on.
That's like friend. That's
out
a,
there.
That's
no, out there. Like out there.
They just not. They shower. They just not using soap. They just wash with water. In France.
Once a week.
That's terrible.
Yeah. This is, so she could be bad as hell, but the coochie
is not. No, it's no, not no, the no. coochie, let it's the
say,
whole.
I'm sorry, let me not say everybody, but it's like, I'm talking the majority of motherfuckers you see on the street. Did you look everywhere on the street? It's poverty. Like, everybody broke and sitting right there amongst each other. Funky as fuck, nigga. Like,
so you don't feel no different because you funky, he funky, she funky.
He's a funky ass.
We all gonna be some funky niggas,
their
I mean, together.
We're a lot more funky than ours. See, our homies, they got wipes, they got wet wipes.
You have you like you smelled a homeless person, right?
I
just imagine you smelled. You've
he
been
definitely
down
had. That's what he does on a Wednesday person. Night. He pull over
imagine,
to the.
Imagine like everybody sort of like that. It's just like you can't go nowhere. You can't escape it.
How long will it take my nostrils to adjust? Honestly,
Come on, what you got?
Fuck yeah, hey,
my be right. Trust, yeah. Trust. Trust. Look at my eyes. It's worth it. It's worth the trip.
My thing is just to some of the players on the team. You can't be mad because he came there and got. If J. Cole could take your minutes, you're not a very good hooper. If he can take your minutes, you're not a very good hooper. Bro, yeah. I don't give a fuck what team I was on. Okay? If Q-Tip came and tried out.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not taking my minutes, bro. I'm not letting a rapper nigga take my minutes on the court, bro. It's not happening. If I'm a professional hooper,
right, starter.
My nigga, are you fucking crazy?
But if you malnourished, nigga.
But also, if it's going to bring ratings and like notoriety to malnourished. It, then it's possible. Because Tim Tebow's doing the same shit.
Yeah, he taking somebody's minutes.
You were like, look at this.
Tebow's going to be dope.
He's bringing money
huh?
in.
Think
Tebow's
about it.
Gonna be
Jeremy
dope.
Lin.
Jacksonville.
Jeremy Lin got figured out. In the NBA, what, about 8 years ago?
Right.
And this nigga stay on somebody's bench. Can't get on the court. But Jeremy Lin stay in the NBA because of that money.
Could Q-Tip take minutes from you, Brandon?
No, fuck no.
If it's a political decision, maybe.
Hell no.
It's different.
But that's the... Who say J. Cole ain't political?
That's what I'm saying. If the agenda...
This is a political move.
But I'm a starter,
yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
it
has I'd
to go,
have to be on like the bottom
go,
of,
yeah, go get somebody else.
Like, if I'm like the bottom of like...
I see what
you're the worst starter. Yeah, like, yeah. The one that got,
like
yeah,
if I'm a starter, so I don't see that happening. If I was like on the bottom of the barrel, then I feel like I'd be expendable at that point.
Mm-hmm. Look, man, could Q-Tip take minutes from you? Straight
not
up.
When I played, hell nah.
That's what I'm saying. For me, I know he couldn't take minutes from me because his voice too small.
So the bad bit.
Q-Tip got an assistant WNBA coach voice. He sounds like a mad bitch when he raps. But woman industry. He sound like a battlefield nurse, nigga. Like
battlefield nurse.
But he one of the greatest rappers ever. But it's no way if basketball is my bread and water. That any rapper is taking minutes from me. Master P, Q-Tip, J. Cole, mm-hmm. It's not happening, bro.
You got to put some respect on Master P's balling, though.
Dog walk Brian McKnight.
Master P?
Is Q-Tip Master a better rapper or a better producer?
That's a good question. They both fire. He's so fire.
Rapper.
I like him.
Because when you say he's one of the greatest rappers of all time, but is he a better producer or a better rapper?
He's a better producer, but his he's a very unique rapper, though.
I put him in.
Rapper.
Because he
better
got a
rapper.
Voice for sure. You cannot imitate Q-Tip. He's his own. He got his own motherfucking lane.
What's his name? Tribe. Magoo tried.
Right, and it came out trash.
Magoo couldn't rap, though.
Exactly. Q-Tip can, though.
Yeah. So we're going with a better rapper or better producer?
Better rapper for me. I'm going
rapper.
I'm going 100-100.
I'm going to say producer.
Q-Tip, Tribe Called Quest, hell yeah.
But did Q-Tip make all the beats? Not himself? Squad.
Yeah, I mean, all the dope producers have a squad.
Oh, that's yeah, ain't no one producer on doing nothing.
But what
Jerobe wasn't making beats, though.
No. But he had Dilla. He put Dilla on making beats. A few people he put on.
That's a cheat code right there.
That is a cheat code. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if something is your bread and water, you can't ever have the mentality where somebody who's playing in something that's your bread and water could take it from you. You got to be willing to die for that.
This nigga talking about that Jesus day.
Right, is that like bread and water or bread and
butter? The Last Supper.
bread and
water.
Bread and water, whatever you want to call it.
Which, yeah, as long as the bread is in there, yeah. But, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be dead serious about your craft. I would have hurt J. Cole day one.
Facts.
Facts. What the fuck you doing out here, nigga? I got a daughter to feed, nigga. I'm not out here playing, nigga. I don't give a fuck about your album, nigga.
So the onus ain't on J. Cole. It's on, this,
on the players.
The players whose job he took.
Them niggas is too soft. Yeah.
He wouldn't make it out for practice.
He wouldn't. Like it
was like, but you just said hunger. Dog? You said hunger hoop is vicious, though.
That's what I'm saying. Hunger hoop.
Would you guys let him take your hunger minutes hoop. If the coach said after three games, he's going to be gone and we're going to increase your minutes?
When you're in a competitive nature, bro, you don't. You have tunnel vision with certain corny shit like that. So, guy like J. Cole, us knowing who he is, we're targeting him already.
Right.
Like, and we're going to make sure you're hurt.
You think the owner's going to let you hurt J. Cole?
That's what I was going to say. I think you're speaking.
You don't have control. And any of the drills, you have no control. Yeah.
So, control I think, I understand, because that's why I was like, from what time, like, I think y'all speaking from, like, here. Again, from over there, I'm sure somebody, they all got talked to, hey, it's like the quarterback with the red jersey. So whichever one y'all hurts this motherfucker, you gone to.
No, but we talk.
It can easy be that. So then it's like, okay, I'm not gonna touch this nigga.
No, but when you play, you're allowed to get a couple ringers. That's what I mean. I don't know if they call it now, but remember they used to call it ringers back then, right?
Yeah. It's still the same.
Like, so if we're back in our competitive days, Craig, there's no way a guy like that is gonna walk out of practice.
He's gonna be scared.
We're talking about a bunch of Africans who do. I'm just happy to be here to have the opportunity to play.
They have some Americans on that squad.
No, it's a new league.
So you're telling me none of them got game?
No, they can play. What I'm saying is, I'm sure that someone said to them, "Hey, you hurt this nigga, you done."
And they say,
"So like, is y'all?" Because I get what you're saying. Like, oh no, bro, he ain't gonna make it.
And the teammates are saying he can bring worldwide recognition. So they're not going to...
Can y'all just talk regular?
To the Patriots.
We know...
Y'all can say it in English.
I can say the regular tone. We know Africa, like, if they wanted to...
I can do the voice as well.
That African is from Detroit. I'm speaking one of them dialects.
That's true.
It's like 10,000 dialects in Africa. We speak one of them hoes.
It's 200 in Nigeria alone, so I get you.
If Africa's laying, like... Certain things they not fucking around with. Like, if they really think that this is how shit is gonna go, they not gonna let you hurt the money. The shit that's bringing attention to the... You'll fuck around and be missing.
Put it this way, because I was talking about this with the homie one day, right? And it was... he was saying like this. If they fuck up this opportunity, ain't nobody else gonna come over here and play. Like, because there's other cats out here like you can hoop. You can hoop. You might be thinking, shit, J. Cole, I'm better than him. I can go over there and get some buckets then. Yeah, and then J. Cole, you get over there, he get busted up. Oh, damn, they doing that over there? Nah, yeah. I'm cool.
Yeah,
Now it's going to be like across the board. Hey, don't, when they get over here, don't touch them. You get over here, treat them like you're supposed to.
Celebrity league or?
Nah, you're just trying to get some money. You're just trying to get some money over here.
What's the contracts looking like over there?
I don't know, but I'm sure it's not nothing that's not top league.
I'm doing it for the money. That was just his dream.
It's football. An African basketball league.
Exactly. Like, you can think about it. Just look at it at that point. Like, this is the first of the first. But so is the WNBA. How much are they getting paid? Thank you. So think about that. These niggas getting paid less than them. These niggas is getting paid less than the WNBA players. I'm guaranteeing
they're getting paid less than the LeVar Ball League.
Ain't nobody making less than WNBA players.
The Africans are.
Sure. They pay them bitches in breakfast foods, nigga.
Y'all sick.
Hey, did you see that?
No, real spit.
African nigga
like
take that
grand,
too.
I mean, 20 grand a year.
Eat 30 easy.
Yes.
Breakfast every day?
How about NBA is wrong for that.
Yeah.
You know.
Nah, but look, did you see that WNBA chick came out today, got the coach suspended for saying that she's fat? The coach said that you're 300 pounds. Like,
that was come crazy.
On, man. You know how much my fat ass got called fat by my coach? Man. My name was the fat. Duane, get your tubby ass down the court right now, motherfucker.
Yeah. I didn't like that.
That's part of sports.
Bro, I didn't like that. That's just sports talk, man. Yeah.
Imagine Zion Williamson getting his coach suspended because they're like, bro, you're overweight by 40 pounds.
She and said was, she was being, you know, body shamed.
And it was the opposing coach. So it wasn't even like, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Yeah, it's the opposing coach. Like, you calling a foul on that? She's 300 pounds. And she took that like, oh, I'm being body shamed.
That's hoop talk.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
She needs to be out of the league.
Liz Cambage. Her name is Liz Cambage.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. She's nice.
I love it. That was crazy.
But that's hoop talk.
That's hoop talk. Because when someone's telling you to lose weight, it's not about looks. It's about, hey, nigga, you stole
defense. I don't know.
Liz is a monster, though. Liz is 6'8".
Yes.
like 250. Yeah. Right. And she's bad.
Yes.
Right.
She's bad?
Yes.
Wow, she's bad. She's a fucking...
Like bad at playing like she good.
No. Bad she's like bad like... I'm not going to call her a bitch, but she's bad.
Wow. She's bad, bro. And she's,
but that's sports talk, though.
It was sports talk. Sports
do we know...
Like the Yankees, you're not going to have facial hair. You're going to complain. You know what I'm saying?
Do we know if women get down that way? Like, I don't know. Like, I haven't had this conversation with women, how they trash talk or whatever, but... Do we know, like, do they talk shit like that? Women, I mean, remember, it was just a man calling a woman fat, pretty much.
But the culture of sports has always been you need to be in shape.
Yes, but now we're talking about...
But as a coach, getting like going on you like, yo, you get your fat ass over here. Like, that's hoop talk, bro.
I get it. Anywhere you go, park or gym. I get it. But do the women talk that way?
Whose environment are they in? Men, are they in the men's environment?
Before you say that,
this is women basketball.
Before you say that, I need all y'all to go ahead and hit that like button, man.
They get a men's environment, so hey. Equality, right?
Equality. So I'm asking a question. Y'all are not answering the question.
I don't know how the women, I don't know how they get down with that kind of thing, but it was an opposing coach. It's like somebody fouling Shaq and then... You call a foul? Like, how you gonna call that on? How you gonna call that foul? Shaq is 300 pounds.
No, trust.
I'm just asking the question. Shaming you. I'm talking to the referee.
I don't think it was necessarily body shaming. I'm just asking the question. Is that how they get down when they play?
Make sure y'all smash the like button. Smash the like button, man. We're doing terrible on likes, man. Come on, man. Let's smash that like button,
right,
bro.
Hit that good like button.
Y'all know what it is. We need to be at 2,000 likes. We only at 558 likes.
Get them likes up, man.
Come on. 1,700 in the chat room, y'all. Come on.
CT, talk to him, man. Poppin', what's going on?
Y'all better talk to him, man.
Hey, Craig, shout out your boy, man. That came out from Houston, man. To come check us out, man.
Let me look at the text. You know what I'm saying? This was a cool dude, man. Cool
dude
who
came out and checked us out, man.
Okay, he came out from Houston?
Yeah, he came out when we was out in Vegas and stuff, man, to check us out, to see the show. Evan Savvy.
Evan Savvy, Houston, Texas. What's up, family?
Hey.
Just want to let you know in front of the world, man, I appreciate you, brother. That means a lot to me, man.
Yes, sir.
Especially in this journey, man, where, you know, you do what we do in here. We're not doing no mainstream tap dancing comedy.
Yeah.
We're saying shit that could be manifest change in our people, and we're breathing masculinity as well as fucking... You know, all the things that have made men great over the years into the males in our community. And the fact that you traveled out to fuck with me means a lot to me, bro. Y'all go follow Evan, man. He's a talented dude. He came to the show, but it was sold out. So I don't know how this nigga found me.
Man.
He at the cigar lounge. Smoking cigars. I'm high off of edible. Smoking a cigar. I'm a little drunk.
We was having fun like a motherfucker.
Nigga tapped me on the shoulder. I turn around, it's a young man with dreads. Young nigga, probably about 24, 25. I stand up and I greet him, and he tells me, man, I'm your biggest fan, bro.
That was dope to see, man.
That's dope.
Biggest fan, bro. And I almost cried.
He was humble, though. He was sincere, and it was appreciated that he came out that far, man. Check us out, man. And then went to the extra limit to... to come to the cigar lounge. We was having a good time up there as well.
Yeah. You made his day.
How you knew y'all was up there?
Probably from one of our lives.
Yeah, it had to be from one of our lives.
Yeah, we were going live a couple of times. But
shout out to Evan Savvy, man. Evan Savvy, shout out.
Man, shout out to Evan.
Appreciate you, bro. Keep fucking with us, man. When we come to Houston, come fuck with me, man. I'll get you a prostitute or something. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I'm playing, man. We got mad love for you, though, bro. I appreciate you, man. Real spit, man. That means the world to me, G. Right. So much love and respect. But, yeah, look, man, ladies, if you're going to participate in the activities that men participate in, there cannot be any gender-specific concessions. Whatever we do, you got to do.
Facts.
When I was hooping, if a nigga was a bitch-ass nigga to me at that moment, I called him a bitch.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? If I felt like socking a nigga in the stomach while he was shooting a jumper on the closeout, I would sock a nigga in the stomach on the closeout and disguise it. We're trying to win out here. Fuck being PC.
Man.
Fuck all that gender equality shit on the court. On the court, this is life or death.
It's the game.
It's war, bro.
So it ain't no rules. It's rules, but it's other rules that we breaking that motherfuckers don't have no idea about.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies, you gotta check this. You gotta check Liz. Cause if we fighting for equal rights, if we really being equal, that means that some of you bitches that fight Gonna have to start boxing some of these transgender niggas. Then they trying to come to your sport, and I'm saying this. I don't want that to happen. I don't believe in that type of equality. Right. Yeah. If you're born a woman, you can only fight a woman that's born a woman.
Yeah.
That's right.
But if I'm gonna fight for you, you guys gotta start being fair.
Flat out, be fair, man, because it's like, look, you want to come in, the environment existed before you got there.
Facts.
You asked to come into an ecosystem that was already running, that already was built, that already was what it was. Facts. You were accepted into that environment. The reason why that environment, such as sports, is talking shit, because as men, when we were kids, a coach talked shit because that was an opportunity for us to grow.
It's grooming.
You know, coach kick you in the ass because it's better to coach kick you in the ass than life kick you in the ass. Mm-hmm. You learn that shit on the court.
Yeah,
and sports has always been where you learn how to handle confrontation.
Ball is life.
Where you learn how to handle adversity. Where you learn how to handle shit that gets thrown your way that you weren't prepared for.
Mm-hmm.
The sports is the arena to learn all that shit. So when you deal with life, that ain't shit.
Right.
So don't try to stop it in sports. Sports is where you teach that shit.
Right. And that's the bottom line. Liz, I'm very disappointed in you.
For real.
She's not that bad. I mean,
she's
bullshit.
Who?
Oh, you bullshit.
She's the best center in the NBA.
Yeah, I'm not talking about her skill set. I'm talking about the look.
No, she's beautiful. She's very attractive. But she's also literally, literally the female.
I was giving her a grade on the curve because she.
No. I'm no.
Shout out to the curve.
You know me. I like tall. I like tall women.
More. Well, you
because that's not your type.
He 5'6", 5'7", so I get it. She's 6'8".
Wave.
She's what?
Cute. Wow.
Wow.
I just don't see it, man.
No.
I don't see it.
Wow. 6.5
Going lower.
Wow. Better be glad I was. In another lifetime, if I wasn't married, boy, I'd be.
But she's a big showing
don't
up chick.
Don't say that. Your wife
she ain't got. She got a plan.
Baby, I love you.
But she's big bone. Right? So she might be 260, 270.
Yeah.
But no fat on her, though.
Okay.
She's literally like a
professional athlete.
One pick that. We're not showing that one.
She literally like a female Zion Williamson. Her build,
so baller.
No, I'm talking about her bone structure. Like she just a strong. She's like the type of chick that if she socks you, she could knock you out.
She can knock you out.
Nah, I beat the dog shit out of you.
Yeah.
If I wasn't paying attention and she caught me, I'd go to sleep.
Sleep. Okay.
She's like tall
Layla
Ali or something.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Layla
Ali is fire.
Yeah, Layla was fire.
Layla Ali is fire.
So?
Then I leave.
So, that'll make her not good.
Yeah, don't water down the sport, man. Don't give people another reason to not watch WNBA basketball.
I like the auntie eyelashes, man.
All right, man, get a phone back.
Eyelashes?
Get a phone back.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't know if I've ever seen somebody's eyelashes.
My dick don't get hard for eyelashes.
Yeah.
Yo, get your eyelashes. Get out of my damn face with this bullshit.
But she's going to take them off. She can take them off, though.
Eyelashes?
They're eyelashes.
You really turn
them. Say, wake up with the eyelashes. Like, you don't wash your face in the morning.
She's a hooper, though.
You really turn down a woman for her eyelashes?
Yes.
That's okay.
That's wild.
Okay. Damon likes.
He plucked them off. Give me these motherfuckers. You done. Get out of here.
No. You keep them.
Keep the stepping.
Well, you're a nice. What a gentleman.
Damon likes the extras. He likes the extras. He likes the women that really do themselves up. He likes that whole. He one of them niggas that put suits on and get fly. He like a fly. You know what I'm saying? Me, I just I like a bitch that is flying sweats. No makeup.
Yeah.
That's
dope.
That's right. That's
dope.
That's dope
for
me. That's better me. No makeup.
It don't do nothing for me when they like
it's
all dressed up.
It's just the big ass eyelashes.
Yeah, same way.
Just throw a nigga off, man. It's just that big ass shit.
Like, yeah, I don't fuck with the fake one.
It's just too much, man.
I don't fuck with that fake shit.
That and tattoo placement is important.
Yeah,
I prefer no tattoos, but if they do, I can't do neck tattoos on women, bro.
Anything on a collarbone is
a neck tattoo is like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? We're gonna go to a commercial break in a second. You got the videos lined up? The videos I sent you, you're gonna play those back to back on the commercial break.
Yes, sir.
So I think it's 3 videos, right? Make sure y'all smash the like button. We're not going to go to commercial break right now, but
smash the like button.
I can't see how many
and
likes.
In the chat room, why don't y'all go ahead and drop the city where y'all at, man?
Just get to 1,000 likes, man. Make sure y'all smash the like button. I know y'all been...
900.
Okay, 900. Yeah, we need 100 more likes before we go to a commercial break, man. Y'all been purchasing that Chill Withers. Y'all been listening to that Chilly Chill Withers. Comment, tell me what you think about Chill Withers, man. Y'all heard about the chick, the Instagram influencer, who just recently got put in jail for spending all her SBA money on live, like on her Instagram. So basically, she stole somebody's identity and had like $102,000 worth of SBA money deposited into her account.
but it was somebody else's ship. And the feds monitored her the whole time, you know, taking trips to L.A., renting private jets. And sister, she recently just got arrested and is about to do some time for that.
Damn.
Why do niggas these days do crime and want to get on camera?
That's the new generation. Yeah, that's crazy. Like, for us, like, with us, like me, I don't know about everybody, but I'm a first generation, first year millennial, you know? And we grew up in an era where we got to see life before the internet and then life after the internet. Like, I was in the chat rooms when I was 16 when all this shit was new.
Right.
But we remember life before that shit was ever a thing.
Right.
These motherfuckers in their 20s now, they've always grown. This has always been around.
Right.
So they see the internet the same way we used to see regular TV. Mm. And they see the internet as a place to get some clout. And, you know, America, not just America, the number one human desire is attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's the number one human desire. If you cannot be a human being and not get attention.
Except it's an attention.
And we live in an attention economy. Mm. So this attention economy we're in is in hyperdrive. So people do whatever the fuck it takes to get attention from, say, the same unfunny joke 15 times in a row in this chat room to going around and doing shit on camera, even if it's illegal, for the clout because they don't know who the fuck they are and they think this internet shit's real.
What do you do for attention?
I get my attention at home.
From the wife.
I get my attention from the wife, so when I come out here, I honestly don't like being on camera. That shit, fuck, I hate being on camera.
Right.
That's why when I do my show, I don't even have a camera on unless I have a guest.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about the attention, but I'm creative as shit. Right. So, and I feel like I gotta get the shit out. So right. The attention is a byproduct of me just having to express myself.
Right.
I can't stand this shit, honestly.
What do you do for attention, Brandon? I already know what it is. He's not going to say it, though.
You stir shit up?
Disagree?
No.
That's one of them.
Nah.
The same thing. You said it.
Yeah. No, I mean, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Me, it's joke telling jokes, obviously. That's my shit.
Well,
But I don't even know I'm doing it. It just comes out.
It just comes out. You want
to
laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll disagree to a certain extent. But I mean, if I really disagree with it, sometimes I'll just disagree with some shit because I'm like, I don't believe this motherfucker knows what he's talking about.
If Brandon really thinks somebody's full of shit, he'd probably just leave.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, because nothing worse than arguing with a motherfucker that doesn't know what they're talking about at all.
Yeah,
and you
right. That anger is like another level anger. Like, it's nigga, annoying. I know I'm right. I'm not even right because I think I'm right. Like, right. These are the facts, nigga, and you're arguing.
Well, no, other shit. But I feel like a contrarian is more of like you're told to disagree just so you can balance other.
Okay.
Nah, like we would. I mean, we've known each other all off camera. Nigga, mm-hmm. I've been like this.
Yeah,
very like, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like it was just, hey, mm-hmm. do what you do.
I'm a contrarian.
Out here. Here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So
when Brandon picks up on you being full of shit, it's all
he's gonna
ride that. He's gonna ride you until you realize I know you're full of shit, nigga.
Or if he senses that you're getting a little you know, pissed off or whatever, you like that you and your feelings a little bit, definitely about to go in.
That nigga texted me when we fell out for like a week. He was like, well, how come coming to my house? What's the matter? You scared?
I did say that. I was like, bro, I don't bite, bro. You fucking scared, bro?
I love that nigga for that.
How Craig responded, LOL. this LOL.
But that's alpha. That's alpha shit. Alpha or sigma, they the same thing. But like,
what's the difference between the two?
Well, alpha needs people to validate that he's on top. Okay. So he needs people to bow down. Okay. Not necessarily bow like you're the master, but he needs the group. A sigma is an alpha. They're the same exact thing, except a sigma doesn't really fuck with people like that. Mm. He's a people person, but he's to himself.
Yeah.
So he'd rather do shit by himself on his own than be around everybody and be like, oh,
but I feel like you're more like that because when we go out, you're very quiet.
Yeah, I'm quiet.
Like you, you'll just observe a lot of shit. Like you're social,
yeah.
But amongst like who us or whatever.
Yeah.
But overall, like you're usually the quietest one.
I'm quiet.
There.
Yeah.
Like,
that just is true though.
For real.
That is
and
true
it's
though.
Weird because he's a fucking comedian who goes on stage and makes people laugh and he's fucking great at it. But then you come out and you think something's wrong because he doesn't say anything.
He's up doing observation.
They just fucking watching. Yeah. You alright? Like you alright?
Hell yeah, I just be observing, man. I done been in some situations where I like, nigga, I need to take this all in and see who's in here. I know that's probably overboard, but that's just my natural.
Yeah, he just watches his fucking, even when you're at my place, you just be sitting there chilling, just watching shit. I'm like, what are you doing?
I think being in that truck, too, that shit make it a little weird.
He just watches shit.
What's the longest you been by yourself?
As long as I've been by myself.
In solitude?
Like in solitude, you mean? Like just...
Okay, when I drove trucks, when I first started driving, sometimes I'd be gone for 13 days by myself, driving 10, 11 hours by myself. It's like being in the pen. So your mind goes places that the average nigga's mind, like, doesn't go. I can't even explain. After a while of just being by yourself, your mind just starts to explore shit that you never even thought, like...
But if you live by yourself...
Niggas learn how to
and then you
good.
Get up and go to work every day and come back home and you live by yourself, that would be equivalent to the same thing, I would think.
But going to work, days you got around people.
It's that like smaller chunk, though.
Like being in a hole. Like, you was in jail,
But you ain't really in a hole when you was driving, though.
Nigga, if I'm... Yeah. Say,
stuck in a car.
Most of this country is rural.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas that live in the city got this shit fucked up. The New York, the L.A., the Chicago, Miami, all that look is a very small percentage of this country.
Right.
I've been to every single state, bro. Most of this country looks like the space between Vegas and L.A. You know, all that desert and shit, nothing out there.
Yeah.
So imagine being out there in that for weeks. So you pull over, you go to sleep, you wake up, it's nothing.
That's crucial.
So that your mind, I think that's where my creativity went to the next level because my mind, all I had was me, nigga.
That's a beautiful thing.
And then you start getting on motherfuckers' nerves because when you're out there, you're calling everybody. Motherfuckers you haven't talked to in 10 years. What's up, man? How you been? They're
but like, more importantly, you learn yourself by going into your thoughts.
Hey, no. Going into yourself, right? This nigga Craig ain't lying because when this nigga Craig was out in that truck, this nigga called me and was like, man, I think I need to do a dog barking album. Like, I'm dead serious.
Those are the thoughts that you have.
He was like, this is like 2012, 15. He was like, you ever hear? Because you know, I heard these dogs. No, you ever think? And this nigga's on the phone with me, talking about doing a dog barking album.
He probably said like, 30 minutes before he called.
What this nigga doing?
There's an album online. I found it in the truck, bored as a motherfucker. Obviously had to be a strange, older white man. Made a Christmas album. A dog Jingle barks. Bells, Amazing Grace, all the Christmas
Amazing
songs
Grace.
In dog barks.
Amazing Grace. Dog
probably went platinum, barks. Too.
Jingle Bells. This is how Jingle Bells sounds in dog barks. And the nigga has a whole album of Christmas songs and dog barks.
Hey, shout out produced by Just Blaze, nigga.
What was your favorite song?
Yeah.
Come on, dog.
Nah, you like the Amazing Grace.
He was sitting there. He was sitting there playing that shit back to back.
This That's nigga called crazy. Me and barked that song out, saying, I'm just
yeah.
And I think he was dead serious. I think I'm going
to
do an album.
Like, hear me out. Yeah. And then,
like, hear me out.
You think it's a good one.
Yeah. I'll settle a bark.
And I trust this nigga, so I'm like, hey, if you feel it, nigga, go for it. But I'm like, what the fuck?
The nigga has millions of views.
Is that the next album?
Bro, I think I'm going to put out some type of... Bro.
How many tracks did your dog bark album was... How many tracks was it going to have?
Wait, is it you doing the bark?
No, another guy made the album. That's how I found it.
But I'm saying if you do it,
you're going to
actually be barking.
I think I'm going to do one.
But you barking. Or you're going to have like other niggas bark.
No, we could all do it together.
Featuring B on the bark.
We'll do a Death Row Greatest Hits dog bark album.
I'm on that.
Gin and juice like a motherfucker.
Let's play your house.
Real spit, though.
Hey, we want to go ahead and shout out Tony Williams for that donation, man. Good looking out, Tony Williams.
Thank you.
Shouts out.
But being by yourself, I think, is important for every man. I think every man in his life should spend at least an entire month absolutely by himself.
Like entirety or just overall
an entire month.
How you can't do that in inner city? You got to go out somewhere.
Because you don't know. What it did for me, look, embarrassment is a big part of everybody's psyche. Mm-hmm. But if embarrassment represents 100% in most people, it probably only represents about 10%, 15% in me. Because I was able to get by myself and realize, I was able to realize a lot. Mom's full of shit, dad's full of shit, everybody's full of shit. Not in a bad way, but it's just that in this society, the way that we're programmed is we're taught to pander to people's feelings.
Facts.
You feel what I'm saying? And what that does, if you're pandering to the wrong feeling, is it becomes a sedative to how certain people deal with reality. And they can only take you in doses because you give them too much reality.
Facts. You niggas don't understand that.
They don't understand it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, be by yourself for at least a month, man. What's up?
Hey, this nigga said Todd looked like Jamel Hill without braids, man.
Smash that like button. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. When we get back, more Craig Facts.
Did he got a picture of himself on there?
Probably not. I'm tired of people not saying what it is, man.
I'm a director. Hey, I'm a director. Places, everybody.
Son, I apologize. I took some risks to provide for you and your mother. It landed me in jail for 8 years, and it took me away from you.
Excuse me.
What's up, Pimp?
Hey.
What's going on, Flint?
Just left the shop, man. You left this up there. I figured you might need this. Oh, okay. Appreciate it, man. What y'all got going on up here? Y'all chilling. What's happening? Hey, Charlie, what's up, my nigga? What's the word, my guy?
What's going on, man?
What's the word, dog?
Man, I ain't seen you in a minute, man. What you been up to?
Oh, shit. Not drinking enough protein shakes, obviously.
Yeah, you know, man. When you light-skinned, you got to play the part, man, so don't nobody fuck with you. You know what I'm saying?
You can use that kind of language, man. Fuck the kids, man.
Yeah, I feel you. What's been going on, though, man? I'm telling you, nephew been out there doing it big, though.
All these views, man. What is this nigga doing?
This man is a lyrical and creative genius.
I need me a thick, but no homo, though, because that's that gay shit. Nigga, as long as I say no homo, it's not gay, right?
Absolutely right, sir. Anime.
Shout out to Charlie Googles, Phil.
Attention, can't call me Poppy, I teach her.
This is so dumb.
Everything about this was iconic.
Let me know what you think, bro.
I got you.
We should code.
Like, this needs to be the best meme. This needs to be the next Old Town Road.
What's going on with you, you big French bull, mastiff terrier looking motherfucking dog ass nigga, man? You just like your daddy, man. Look at you, boy. You get big. Shit, nigga, I almost broke my hand. You bum. What you feeding this nigga?
A whole lot of greens.
You got some more of it? I'm hungry. They got some weed in here.
I want to take some time, though, man. I got to thank y'all, man.
Okay.
First of all, I want to thank you for holding down the shop while I was in the penitentiary, man.
I'm just saying, just all you got to do, nigga, is put the... Yeah, run the alternator. Run the line to the alternator.
Yeah, the tube got to go in the hole.
Without you, none of this would be possible.
Right on.
I love you, man.
Brother-in-law,
you've been a rock, man. You put money on my books. You kept me eating while I was locked down. You was there for my son. You've been a rock for my wife. Whatever you need, I got you, man. I'm just humbled by that, brother. I gotta say, though, man, if I had something in my glass, I would toast you. You've been doing right by my sister, and I really honor and appreciate you for that. I know things ain't been perfect, but you've been doing the best that you can. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, brother.
And I appreciate you for that. Glass me up anyhow, even though mine's is empty. Toast to you. To my son, man, I apologize, Junior. I wasn't living right. And because of that, the system took me away from you.
The show you are watching is a paid program or advertisement. USA Network is not responsible for the claims and representations made by the sponsors.
They know me over there.
Hello world, I'm Cephas X. Hope test. Fake fight, I have a breakthrough. Years ago, my ex-wife, come on, my beautiful ex-wife, we traveled to Kemp. I picked up what I thought was a harmless blueberry.
Unbeknownst to me, it was a Kadoja bear. Kadoja bears have healing qualities. They heal any and everything. You ain't got no hands? Kadoja bear. You got a bad knee? Kadoja bear. You little snow and don't know where to go? Kadoja bear. Baby, bring me a bear. Hurry up now. Hurry up, baby. Explain.
This black on black is bump clothes. We need a change. To lighten up a tad bit while laughing my pain. Hey, okay, I'm talking to you. Vince told me a trick. This woman is cute and this one here need a shrink. I see it all coming, so I know when to play. Take a bump with this white girl so you know what to think. I get slapped with a loose glove and then hang up a makeup. Not a pimp, I'm a prophet. Since life is
in and out, in and out. You just need to be out more times than you can get it from. I'm gonna get to that, okay?
Brother,
I
mean, you're a god, and this is my favorite.
Are you me?
At
okay.
War with these
I'm me, you cameraman, okay? Make look, taste we walk the path of the grace migration. Y'all for don't think
look, man.
They think words.
Damn near head round, hit the brakes.
Hit the seas, go give me the bit.
You are not a tough guy. Those withdrawals cause nausea to body aches. Closing walls. Pistols pop for addiction. Expose your calls. Throwaway shooter, you'll be dead in a week, and I'll be in Bermuda.
No join in the dog
I'm talking to you, bitch. Told me you trick. This woman is cute, and this one here need a shrink. I see it all coming, so I know when to blink. Take a bump with this white girl, so you know what to think. Or get slapped with a loose glove, and then hang up a makeup. Not a pimp, I'm a prophet. Since life is a bitch, I tell that hoe when to stop.
You know damn well if I owe you something, you can get it from God.
Hello.
Who we can collect calls from, baby? We can collect. Okay, Joker.
Hi, can I speak to Cephas X, please?
Joja Berry.
What?
Are you a philosopher?
Could you wrap those up in wool?
Kind of unintentionally.
Are you playing? Beep. Hang up the phone.
All my knowledge right, base is on how to control the bitch's life. That's the only one.
Why y'all people?
That is fucking with you and callers, everybody please. Else.
Okay, who? Carla, how you doing, Carla? How can I help you?
Shut up, bitch. I said pancakes, bitch. Okay, turkey bacon is cool too, but I need pancakes as well, okay, bitch? That's all I'm saying. You see, I'm over here doing an interview. I know you probably got a nigga. Whatever. Just pancakes and turkey bacon, bitch.
Hey, I mean, you got control. Because everybody's fucking with him. So, what made you different?
At the end of the day, I can't complain. The only enemy I have is me and my own business.
You've been bitten by the snake. I can tell because you're looking for mistakes like great don't come with second.
Me and Tally Google's been running scams since 1985.
Get it from God. Now you on, but you ain't. Crystal Ball says y'all ain't saints. And y'all ain't crew. He the boss. He don't do that greyhound with you. The black bag belongs to you for a town or two. Make friends with a bum. Sleep on the street. And that's the only nigga down with you. Cause you all you got. Preaching man can't do it, nigga, call your shot. He done brain fucked your girl and now she bringing them all you got. Brace that label of sinner, now your balls is chopped. But once you believe in you, then it's all to stop. Killers, cutthroats, and scoundrels. You keep a lot of niggas around. A circus over there and they waiting to clown. Cause you lost what they found. Killers, cutthroats, and scoundrels. You keep a lot of niggas around you. It's a circus over there, and they waiting to clown you. Cause you lost what they found. Woo! I only know what I know. Sometimes I fall short when I'm slapping a hoe. Mother told me hit back, father told me get strapped. So when they come swinging, all you need is click clack. Them hungry niggas will extort you, they almost forced to. How you in Rome and ain't talk to Caesar? Them West Side niggas gon' check your visa. Yeah, no stab, that's a crab. Can't run with a Charlie horse, unlit lamp. Plus that bitch, she with them niggas, all shit snap. She done turn your hotel into a target trap. They might as well take your bread, but hopefully they leave your head. Another Louis bag and we left for dead. It's group economics, dog and sled. If we don't pull for each other, then there's trouble ahead.
killers, cutthroats, and scoundrels. You keep a lot of niggas around you. It's a circus over there, and they waiting to clown you, cause you lost what they found. Cutthroats, killers, and scoundrels. You keep a lot of niggas around you. She looking for a layup. I could tell, cause when she talks, she don't say much. And she used to be an A cup. Got a new body from the waist up. From a set up bitch to a set up miss. She like a drug dealer cause she set up licks. And she halfway conscious. Whole teppin' in this halfway nonsense. How the fuck are you the real McCoy? When I meet you with the truth, but the vibe is soy. Cutthroats and scoundrels, you keep a lot of niggas around you. It's a circus over there, and they waiting to clown you, cause you lost what they found.
Triples, doubles, everything.
I remember I tried to get a forklift license back when I was a kid. Everybody was doing this shit, man. Yeah. I ain't
here. Of that. Hey, welcome back to Craig Facts, man. Shoot, man. We gonna do this dog bark album. We gonna make it happen. Anyway, man, we'll be back in the normal studio next week. I know y'all don't like these short shows, man, but We can only do what we can do with what we got at the moment, you dig? Should anybody got anything they want to say before we cut the show today?
Like, subscribe.
All that shit.
You like and subscribe.
Say thank you to the viewership, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Appreciate y'all tagging in with us every week, you know what I'm saying, most importantly. And all y'all comments and bags and just your participation overall, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we want to thank you motherfuckers, man. No matter what studio we at, y'all still watch. Y'all still fuck with us. We love y'all.
Right.
We certainly do.
Well, we got the show in June.
We got a show coming June. It was supposed to be the 20th. It might have to be the 26th
of June?
It might be. It's going to be a Saturday. 27th. Yeah, we might do Saturday, Sunday, depending. But the tickets will go on sale Tuesday.
Yep.
At the next show. So I'll lock in the date for sure. Man, support. We're going to be doing Craig Facts Live at the Skip Town Theater. Hey. We're only selling 150 tickets.
Shit.
So, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you get your tickets. It's going to include food and drink. We're going to have lobster for food. We're going to have personal, you know, we're going all top shelf drink. Come chill with us. You know what I'm saying? Have fun with us. Meet the guys in person. I'm also have some big time social media influencers there at the meet and greet. Mm-hmm. Persephone's gonna be there chilling. If you want to meet Persephone in person, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a few people.
What city and state? Let them know.
It's in Hollywood on Melrose to Skip Town Theaters. The tickets will be available very soon. They'll be available through my website. Also, we'll have merch for it. We'll have a shirt that's a Craig Facts merch shirt, and when you purchase it, we split the proceeds of the shirt between all the guys on the show, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a collector's item shirt, you know what I mean? It's only going to be so many of those available, but just make sure y'all keep supporting, man. We'll start with Otto, man. Tell them where they can find you, G.
Man, you can find me all over on all social media platforms, from Twitter to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I'm all over Otto Bots. And appreciate you guys for following. And please share to two of your friends who have never seen the show before.
No doubt.
Go ahead, D.
Yo, this is DJ Please Do on Instagram. That's DJ PLEEZDU. Holla at your boy.
It's a DJ voice.
Instagram is B12 World, letter B12 World. You can find me in the war zone. I'll be up in there, B12 World 8072. Go to the website. You want to sponsor the podcast, dcraigsmith.com. Merch, face masks, thecraigsmith.com. Go to the website. You want us to book the podcast on the road or Craig do a comedy show, same thing. Go to the website, thecraigsmith.com. Always say the power's in the people. If you want us in your state or you want Craig in your state, flood the social media of some of these venues and tag everybody, because once they see there's interest, it makes it easier for us to leverage that to get out there.
That's real talk.
Certainly.
That's right. Hotep-ish, get the shit, man. Now, you know, I'll be breaking this up down long form on the show, 2 hours, just straight on fire, what we talking about, digging deep. If y'all want to know more information about what the fuck I be talking about, get that. Hopefully, I'm going to have Judge Joe Brown on Saturday. If not, it'll be...
Hey!
Yeah, because he's going to talk to Kwame Brown tomorrow. Okay. And then I'm going to get him after. I don't know if it's going to be Saturday or next week. No relation. Well, he got to hit me back. But y'all know I'm going to ask him fire-ass questions to get the information out. Got my live drum sample packs. And also get my book, No Time to Waste, self-motivation guidebook. All that shit's in my link tree. Y'all know what it is.
Uncle Todd Comedy. Follow me at Uncle Todd Comedy on Instagram, Twitter. Check out the comedy album. I'm out there. It's a comedy album unlike no other. It's got Headaches Taco Tuesday on there. No insurance. Shout out to my daughter Popcorn, graduated middle school with a 4.0 out there. So yeah, we
first
out
one
there.
To graduate elementary school. In high
school. Yeah, we out there. You know, shout out to, you know what I mean? We out there.
They wouldn't let this nigga go to the graduation.
No, he's he can't be within 300 feet of kids.
Of any school, nigga.
Gotta wait till that case holds.
Hey, Che Ibo Quenu.
Hey!
Man, y'all know what it is. Regular underscore DLZ, man. Y'all have a great weekend out there. Be safe, be fun, but above all, be safe, though. Real talk.
Facts.
Love everybody, man.
Yeah, man. Look, man, check out the website, thecraigsmith.com. Purchase the merchandise. Support the show when it comes up. You know, sometime in, what did we say, June? Something June?
June,
June 26th.
It's going to happen, man. Fuck with us. I love y'all, man. If I owe you something, I'm not going to be able to give it to you. But if you want it, you can get it from God. Nigga, that's been the show.
Peace. God damn it.